Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. And if this isn't a name you know, it's going to be one you do know. It is official. TNA's newest signing, Heather Reckless. How you doing, Heather?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. This news is perhaps the least surprising news that I have seen.
Oh, stop.
I'll tell you why. I was at a show that you did, Shoreline, I think a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting in the back talking with Shaza McKenzie, and she was like, "That girl's getting signed." And we watched your match. Well, she's not amazing. We won't go there.
I love her.
we'll talk more about that later.
Okay.
But we watched your match, and it's like, yeah, that woman is getting signed very soon. You pop up in TNA very shortly after that. And I was at another show, and when somebody brought that up, they said, she's probably not leaving there without a contract.
Aww.
And here we are, Heather Reckless. How did this process come about? I'm fascinated to hear about you getting signed by TNA.
Oh my gosh. Well, I wrestled for them twice. My first match was with Giselle Shaw. This was like a year ago. And then they finally came back to Chicago a couple times. I went to Bound for Glory, but that show was packed. So I had to wait for the next time. And then I finally got an opportunity. And then here we are.
There you are. So, I mean, at what point did they approach you and say, yeah, let's make this official. Like, well, let's get you on the roster full time.
After the match, I think, gosh, maybe like 30 minutes to like an hour afterwards.
Wow.
Gail Kim, she opened an office door and she was like, "Come here." I was like, "Oh, no." And then I went in there and she was like, "We want to offer you a contract." So exciting.
That's like, as a women's wrestler, that's got to be like a particular like endorsement there, having one of the greatest of all time bringing you into the room, saying, "Hey, you, come here," and then being like, "Yeah, we're gonna sign you."
Are you kidding me? I cry about it all the time just thinking about Gail and what she's doing, and she's like, she's helping the future of women's wrestling, and it's just, it makes me cry. I love
it. It's a personal endorsement too, because I feel like if for some reason Gail didn't want a woman signed to TNA, they would not be signed to TNA. She's unmesswithable in that sense. But like, how did that feel for you to have that personal endorsement?
That's like the ultimate compliment. Are you kidding me? I love like watching her interviews, and I like feel like we're still like getting to know each other. But like from listening to her, I feel like I can relate to her in ways I can't even explain, and it's just great. It's like, it's the ultimate compliment. She's amazing.
Did I see recently that you made a move away from Chicago?
I did. I moved to Tampa.
What went into that? What had you moved to Tampa?
I was already thinking about it already, and then I don't know, the time just felt right. And it's funny because they offered me a contract the night before I was supposed to like pack up and leave my apartment. So it was just like this whole new like chapter was starting that night. It was like spiritual, honestly.
So how does that change like career trajectories, travel for somebody like you? I mean, we talked right before this. I was able to fly in from Chicago, and in my little town, it's the only city that flies direct like 6-7 times a day. Very easy to get in and out of there. Tampa's sort of like that, but a little more isolated than Chicago, which is centrally located.
Yeah, that's one of the main reasons I wanted to move to Tampa, was because I can fly out of there a lot more easily. I wasn't actually in Chicago. I was in Davenport, Iowa. So anytime I fly to a show, I would have to drive like 3 hours to go to the airport at like 2 a.m. So
what made you decide to become a pro wrestler?
I watched it as a little kid. That's like the typical story. And then around like high school, like I was like a whole new level of like obsessed and inspired by it. So I like started working out, eating good, everything all the wrestlers were doing. And I actually thought I couldn't wrestle. That wasn't even like a thought in my head. I actually wanted to be like a writer or an actor or something. But my cousin one day, she was like, "Oh, you're eating super healthy and all that. That like what's going on?" And my mom was there too. She's like, she's been watching so much wrestling, so she's like eating like the wrestlers and all that. And my cousin was like, "Oh, so you want to be a wrestler when you grow up?" And I was like, "No, I'm like too short." And she was like, "Why not? Like, yes, you can. Just try and do it." And from that point on, I was like, "Okay, that's what I'm gonna do."
Do you feel like the size aspect can play into your advantage sometime? Because like, look at Jordan Grace. Like, she's a powerhouse at her size. I watched her win a combine yesterday.
I know. Like, I watched that too.
It was insane. It was like, I had no idea she could run the ropes like that, but like, there are an awful lot of advantages to that as well.
Yeah. She can't catch me. I'm too fast.
I mean, she's very fast.
No, fair enough, but like...
Oh, it was scary how fast she was. I was surprised.
Yeah, I'll flip around her. I don't know. I guess maybe we'll find out.
I guess so. I'll tell you one thing I like about you, Heather Reckless. Earlier this year, Berwyn Street Fight, you fought Shaza McKenzie. A couple months before that, I fought Shaza McKenzie in a Berwyn Street Fight. Okay. Neither one of us won those matches, though, unfortunately. But listen, now you've got a little more security and like gainful employment here. I feel like, one, you can politic to keep Shaza McKenzie out of TNA, which would make me very happy.
Oh my gosh.
And two, now you've got that peace of mind. You can plan out your revenge on somebody like Shaza. This is what you should be. This is how you should prioritize, I feel like.
Okay.
Maybe she said some nice things about you once upon a time, but...
You're right. Listen, I don't know what else she says.
There you go. I will say this. Man, she saved me from a very embarrassing moment yesterday. You know how anytime she's backstage, she's taking her little thirst pictures and all that stuff for Instagram. So I hopped in one and turned my butt around, and then she came up to me. I had sat on something, and there was a stain. So I was about to get pounced on TV, and she saved me from looking like some stuff happened there. Okay. She saved me.
Fair enough.
Gotta give her that credit. What do you think it is about the Chicago area or even Davenport that produces so much talent, specifically this high-level women's talent that we're seeing emerging from the indies right now? If you go to a Chicago indie, you're going to see you or Shaza or Maggie Lee or Missa Kate, like just this wealth of talent there.
I don't know. Like, even just like moving away, like there are some great girls here, but like I always try to watch all the Chicago shows, and I'm just like, they are killing it up there. Like, it's insane. I don't know what they put in the water up there, but like, it's growing some amazing talent.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, if you go to like AAW or Black Label Pro or something like that, you're always going to see talent that you would not be surprised if they get signed next week. And it's robust there as well. Who are some people that you're looking at that you've worked with on the indies that you think could be in the position that you're in like the next year, where we're talking? passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Talking to them, like, well, they're signed too.
I was just talking to Maggie Lee earlier about how, like, she's like one of the top people who that come to my head about, like, who I want in TNA next. Like, I want to keep working her. Like, she's like pretty brand new, and she's just like this like freak of nature who's like athletic and can do like whatever you ask her to do. It's crazy. So I would definitely say her. Shaza, I'm sorry. I feel like ever since Shaza moved, I'm sorry. I feel like ever since she moved to the Midwest, I'm like, she's like so positive. And
until I get her deported.
Well, she's positive to some of the girls. Maybe not you. I'm sorry.
Listen, I know her. I know the, she says nice things about everybody. I can't lie. I can't bury her like that. I mean, she did keep me from looking like I crap my pants. So that's
there. You yeah. See, deep down, she's got a kind heart. I know it.
My God. So I believe you got your start training Black and Brave, correct?
Yeah, I actually started in Denver at Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy.
Okay.
I trained there for like, I want to say half a year. I was still in high school. And then as soon as I graduated, then I moved over to Black and Brave.
How was that for you? I mean, when people say Davenport, Iowa, that is the natural thing that people think is, well, Black and Brave.
Yeah. It was a tough class. I mean, I went in every single day just like so like nervous, but like also excited because I don't know. Wrestling is like, so like unexpected things happen, like people get hurt, so I get scared about that. And then also it's just tough learning a new thing, especially wrestling. There's so much to it. It's like it never ends.
If you say maybe it's a new TNA fan or a new fan of yours that hasn't been familiar with your work outside of TNA says, I need to see one Heather Reckless match, what would it be? I mean, you got some against like Gringo Loco, against Joe.
That's the one that just came up to my head. I would say go watch that one. That one I had a lot of fun with, and like you get to see some of the more crazier things I can do.
He's one of the best bases, I think, in wrestling history. Like, I mean, if I were a person that does the type of things that you do, I would not feel safer with anybody than that guy. Like,
no kidding. I do like this. In that match, I jumped off the top and did a Rana. Mm-hmm. And people backstage were like, he was so far out for that Rana. You just, and you got so high. I was like, I know he's going to catch me. So I just sent it.
It seems like he's seen it all. Like, he's seen everything. And yeah. Like, I don't think it's an accident that, like, a lot of people that when they had their first big TV matches or something, and they're maybe not familiar with a particular style, he's in there with them. Like, I don't think that's an accident at all.
Yeah.
He's just so good at that as well. But what is something you want the people to know about Heather Reckless that they might not know, because you're sort of bursting on the scene here?
Oh my gosh. That's a big
Maybe the answer is I don't want y'all to know anything about me. That's an apt answer.
There you go. I don't want any of you guys to know anything about me. You guys know enough.
That's the headline. That's the headline then.
Yeah, there you go.
So as we talked about the Chicago scene, we talked about you moving to Tampa. How have things like sort of settled in for you so far? Because now you're signed to TNA. You're sort of getting your bearings underneath you. How is life for you? How have things changed in that sense?
Man, I mean, I feel like I just started feeling like at home and kind of like getting into a routine. I just moved here like 2 months ago. I mean, it's still pretty new, and like this whole, I was so excited to start for TNA, and I finally did. So I feel like most of that time was just me being anxious. I was like, I want to start. And now I can get rocking and rolling.
You were in my neck of the woods for the tapings up here in Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Had you been to Kentucky before?
A long time ago, maybe when I was like 12. I have a funny story. When I was 12 years old, I had red hair, and my mom took me to Kentucky, and people were looking at me like I was like a unicorn.
It checks out. Well, listen, if you had the red hair in Louisville, people would have loved it. They would have just thought it was like a football or basketball thing because the Cardinals. You were ahead of your time.
Oh, yeah.
You were so far ahead of your time. Now you are a TNA knockout. Is there anybody specifically, if you had to make a list, at the top of your list, and you say, I want to wrestle them, I want to be in the ring with them?
Jordan.
That's fair.
She's so good. I, like, watching her last night, her match with Rachel Armstrong, she's like, a whole nother level. Like, she's phenomenal.
Seeing her do those combine things was intimidating because, like, I know Jordan as like a very smiling, welcoming presence, as I have never been hit by her in my life. And then I see her like yanking the tire with three other people on the other side,
you know,
and it's insane.
I take it back. I'm scared. You're right.
I think there's this unique dynamic because, as we mentioned, you're both shorter competitors, but like you've got a completely different style than her as well. And that's not something that we necessarily see out of people that are that similar in size.
Yeah. I mean, it would be a fun match, I think.
I do too. Yeah. So as things have been announced, you are a TNA knockout. What are you looking to accomplish? Like in your first few months there, in your first year or so there, I'm sure it's overwhelming a little bit, but by God, you got to have some dreams and aspirations and goals.
Well, first of all, I want to work everybody. I love the knockouts division. So I will absolutely want to work everybody. And then I want a belt.
Okay.
Belt. I'll take the tag.
I was going to ask you, who would be your ideal tag team partner as you're looking at things now, at least on the TNA roster?
Who's a big star? Who's gorgeous and blonde and looks like they would be a good tag team partner with me?
Johnny Bravo.
You got
Johnny Bravo. There you go. I think Josh Matthews used to be blonde.
There you go.
I think he was there, but yeah. Okay.
I'm thinking somebody I have good chances with. I'd say Ash.
Okay. I saw her doing some stuff last night as well in that combine.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, she was second place, right?
She got second place. Yeah, I mean, she was doing the thing. Like, she did the collar and elbow tie up and had a big upset there as well. Listen, there was some debate because Jordan said that she posted her head into Jordan's chin. There was some controversy.
But she won that round.
That's true. And Jordan called her out too. Jordan said, "I've beaten Ash enough times, I might as well beat her again."
Hey, I don't remember anyone saying any rules about
that's true.
But I didn't hear that. I don't know.
That's true. As we wrap up, a reminder, guys, check out TNA Impact every Thursday. We also have a great post show. Heather Reckless, I want to thank you so much, and I want to congratulate you on signing with TNA.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Guys, until next time, we're out.